Warning. Possible spoilers ahead.
And now we're pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
Hello, and welcome to Cinema Siblings.
Hi.
I'm Mitchell.
I'm Haley.
And it's been a while since we recorded an episode.
It's been a real long, well, not a real, it's been like, what, 3 weeks, almost a month?
Yes, because of Haley.
Look, Haley had a birthday, and Haley went on vacation, and then Haley was tired after the vacation, and then Haley was dog-sitting.
Haley's not committed.
It's not that I'm not committed, it's just there's other things that pop up. Yo, when I get to babysit dogs and get paid to do it, I can't say no to that.
Haley doesn't have anything else going on in her life besides this podcast, unlike me.
Oh, but it was, I don't know, it feels good going into the intro, saying her name. Feels solid. I like it.
And since we recorded last, how many movies did we see that we had not talked about that Mitchell will forget his funny quips about?
Look, I have written them all down on a old egg carton so we don't forget.
Could you use the regular cardboard?
This is the first one and it was white, so it's easier to see. We saw 12 movies since last recording.
Jeez.
That's technically three podcasts worth.
I'm not going to remember any of these.
I'll help your memory come back. I think we'll have a little issue remembering what we learned at the movies, probably, but it's all good. We'll figure it. We'll wing it, Mitchell. We'll wing it.
Haley sucks.
How dare you? I come here.
Shut up. Movie news.
Okay, I want to talk about the Jumanji trailer, the newest one that dropped.
I mean, it's the only one.
I thought there was a teaser trailer.
Doesn't count.
It's still a trailer. It has trailer in the name.
Yeah.
But this one looks better than I was expecting. I think you made the comment that there was like...
There's no board game.
There's no board game,
but
it
looks good.
Yes.
It's also sad because there's no board game.
I know, but I think the cast that they have to do the main, like, Avatar characters is going to be good. Yeah. I mean, obviously Kevin Hart and The Rock all are, like, good combo already.
And Jack Black.
And then Jack Black gets into the mix.
And Karen Gillan is whatevs. She's fine.
I like her as an actress, though. I think she does a good job. I cannot believe... Sometimes I look at her and I don't know if her... Has her hair grown back that long already?
I guess. I don't know.
That's insane. It's only been a couple years and it's already like back to where it was. Like
no
it's
idea,
down
Haley.
Her back. If that's her actual like real hair and she didn't get like extensions or something, like damn girl, grow back real fast. Good for you. It's luscious and beautiful. She's got gorgeous red hair, okay?
Maybe if you didn't cut your hair all the time. It would grow.
No. I'm not saying I want luscious hair. I'm saying other chicks look good with luscious hair.
No, I'm just saying that I think you underestimate how fast hair grows.
Possibly. But I also know because I have to get my hair cut like once a month. Because it grows real fast. And my hair is real thick, so it gets all poofy.
But yeah.
Anyway.
Also. Sad. No Robin Williams.
Yeah, obviously... I see Robin Williams' face or like in Disney and stuff when I was there for my birthday.
It's like, oh.
I know. It just makes your heart hurt. Like, oh.
Robin Williams.
No.
I didn't really think about it when it first happened. I was like, damn, that sucks. And now all the time I'm like, ah.
I feel like he was just such an iconic actor and person and all of his characters. Like, they come up more than you realize. Like, people all the time talk about the Dead Poets Society, I feel like. I feel like there's so many, like, TV shows that made jokes.
Because all teachers want to be the Dead Poets Society.
But it always constantly reminds me. I'm like, no, Robin Williams. No. Yeah, and then there was another trailer I want to talk about that I don't think you saw. But it's called, I need you to guess from the title. Of this movie, what it would be about, because I bet you will never in a million years.
Is it Happy Death Day or whatever it is.
No, that looks surprisingly good from the trailer. It's a dumb mix. Oh, that's right. You were in the bathroom when that played in our theater.
Was I?
Yes. It did play in, I want to say 47 meters down. It was the first time. But it's called, like, 12 Feet. So it's called 12 Feet. What do you think this movie's about?
Double Grave.
Not quite.
Double the grave.
No.
6 feet was not enough to contain his soul.
To dig it twice as big, twice as deep. I would like that movie a lot better than what this movie actually is.
Is it someone about someone who's 12 feet tall?
No, it is not.
It's not about...
Also a better idea what this movie is, Mitchell.
It's not about tall murderer walking around.
It's not about tall murderers walking around. Okay, one more.
Okay. Fuck if I know.
This movie is about two girls who get trapped in a swimming pool.
What?
And they are trying to survive... Trapped in a swimming pool.
What is this? The fucking Sims? Yes. Did someone take out the goddamn ladder?
Mitchell.
And they don't know how. The clam.
These people, like, it's like two friends apparently, and they're in a public swimming pool. And it's like, oh, I bet you I'll race you around the pool without breathing or whatever their little thing is. So they're they're under the water. And apparently this pool immediately closes. It's like, oh, closing time. So everyone leaves, and the guy pushes the button, and the cover starts rolling over the pool, and they're like, what's that? Oh, my God. And it closes them in before they can get out. And then I think there's some guy who's trying to also murder them in the pool, because he comes in, and they're like, who is this? Help, help. And then he turns on jets in the pool, and they're like, oh, no, I can't survive with jets in the water.
The fuck?
It looks so stupid.
But just go to the shallow end and stand up.
It is a lap pool, but there's still like a part of the lap pool that's only like 5 feet.
Yes.
Like, just go over there and hang out until someone comes back. You're like, you're gonna be a little hungry, probably a little dehydrated.
You could probably break that cover.
Right? It's lit. It's just like
least,
a hard plastic.
Stretch it out.
But I watched that trailer, and I was like, good God, people are running out of ideas if this is what they came up with.
47 meters down, now this.
Oh, it's terrible.
This is the prequel to 47 meters right. down.
It's only 12 feet. They have to work their way up to 47 meters down.
Jesus Christ.
I know. I saw it, and I thought of you, and I was like, Mitchell's going to think this is the stupidest thing.
So dumb. Other movie news. Did you see that Marvel is saying that I think the fourth Avengers is going to wrap up all the storylines for all the movies?
Really? So the last part of the Thanos?
I think so.
With Thanos?
And then Spider-Man 2 is going to kick off like the beginning of the next phase.
What, phase 4 I think it's going to be? Is it phase 3 or 4? I think it's going to be phase 4.
Phase 3 is now.
Yeah, so it's going to be phase 4 then, after Thanos. Mm-hmm. So, okay, are they continuing people's contracts, or is it like this is the end of like Iron Man and everything, and we're going to move forward with people?
It's just the end of the stories that are currently playing out.
Okay.
So there could be new Iron people and Captain people.
So they'll... Okay.
And then Bucky will die, so there's
no... Bucky's my favorite. Bucky came back already. Don't kill him again. I know he does, but still. I love him. Give me more Sebastian Stan. But, oh my goodness, when you posted in our group chat that picture of the Inhumans poster,
oh, so bad.
Did you actually watch the trailer for
yes,
it?
It
looks
so dumb.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
It's like such a bad show.
Medusa's wig looks atrocious. Like, it is so bad. Their costumes, so fucking bad. No. I feel like, it sucks because Marvel's like, well, we have to take all these other characters and just throw them in everything because we need more content, right, guys? But we don't want to put them in the big budget movies. But they're doing a shitty job of it. Except for, like, I guess Netflix. But yeah, it looks terrible. But that'll be interesting. I would like to see
new characters. Let's stop focus. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of real tired of Tony Stark, and I.
But yeah, that'd be cool. I don't know. I think Marvel obviously has its ups and downs, but if they're gonna make movies as good as Black Panther looks, then good for you, Marvel.
Hopefully, it'll be as good as it looks.
I think it will be. I hope so. I swear to God.
Don't even know what's gonna happen with Ms. Marvel.
For real, because guess what? They've pushed that back, what, 4 times already?
I don't know.
4 times, probably. They barely have her cast, man.
I mean, barely.
I mean, they do, but what, beyond that, it's barely.
They have a director, don't they?
Do they?
I don't know.
I don't even know about that. I just know Brie Larson's Captain Marvel.
I was pretty sure they got a woman director.
Oh, no, I feel like Marvel's movies have had such, like, people going and leaving from movies. Because Black Panther went through one before they got theirs. She quit. Their first director.
Not as bad as Han Solo.
Oh my goodness. Did you read into that? Do you know why that they got, like, actually fired and everything?
They got fired? Pretty sure they...
They left because of creative differences. But did you actually, like, read or listen to the interviews or anything like that?
What happened?
So apparently, it's two people. Two people were being... Yeah. Yeah.
Philip Lord and...
Yes.
The other guy who did the Lego movie.
Yes. And they apparently really wanted Han Solo and Lando...
To die.
To die, but also have a much more, like, sort of romantic relationship.
What?
I think.
That'd be weird.
But the person, whoever, like, creative differences, didn't realize, like, the subtext that they were really trying to push and create. And then when she did, she was like, no, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. What are you doing? Please. Lando and Han Solo are essentially married in those movies. They bicker all... They're, like, divorced. They're not married anymore.
That makes
they're
sense.
Divorced. So this is their movie about being married and then how they got divorced. But, yeah, that was... It was their creative difference was because she was making it... They were making it a too homo for the director of the movie.
That's dumb.
Yeah, right?
You mean the producer?
Producer. Whoever it was that was like, no. Too much gay. Too much gay. I think it would be fantastic. I think that would be so great if, like, people's view of, like, this charismatic, like, don't care space cowboy character was like, that's my man over there. That's my man. People would lose their minds, Michelle.
That would be weird.
I think it would be great. It would be so good.
It would. That wouldn't be... He wouldn't be like, that's my man over there. He would be like, I know.
I would love it still. Lando's like, psh, to Leia, like, you think you're the first one he said that to?
Oh, my God.
I need bisexual Han Solo in space, okay? It would be hilarious. And Chewie's like, God damn it. Like, I hate everything. Not again. Why do I keep coming with you guys?
So dumb.
It would be hilarious.
I don't know how I feel about that.
What? Like, them being like, we quit because she wasn't getting it?
No. Just the whole...
The possibility of them being romantic.
Romantic thing. It'd be weird.
I think it would be great.
Not that I'm against it, but it would just be weird. I would have to actually see it.
I think it would be
before good. I could be like, yeah, that's good.
I think, honestly, if they did it right, which I'm pretty sure they would have, it would have flowed really well with the original trilogies. Because if you watch those original trilogy, they're totally fucking divorced. It's hilarious. Just watch it through that mindset, and you're like, oh, damn.
Pray that I do not alter the deal further.
Okay.
I have altered the deal. Pray I do not alter the deal further.
Darth Vader's such a dick.
This deal keeps getting worse all the time. Here is a pretty dress.
Okay, Mitchell.
Robot Chicken's the best.
I know Robot Chicken's the best, especially their Star Wars stuff. Star Wars and DC Robot Chicken, well, the best.
There you go. That's what had to happen, is that Boba Fett had to get involved. Oh, what's that, Solo?
I would love that so much. That'd be so good.
Boba Fett is the spurned lover.
oh my god, is this horrible love triangle in space? It would be hilarious.
It's almost more like a comedy, though. Like, you wouldn't be able to take that seriously.
I don't care. I don't need to take it seriously. It'd be so good. It's exactly what you need.
Much of a farce.
Rogue One has all that serious drama in it, setting everything up. Han Solo is just that fun, like, romantic, like, romance.
I could see it working, but I could also see it not working.
You're torn. You're like, I want a real serious, but you're also like, but that space comedy would be real good.
Space comedy.
Space comedy.
That's with the band. The Cantina Band has the space comedy, Haley.
I want that spinoff movie. What would that movie be? Would it just be like them going to bars and then having everyone ruin them and being like, ugh, we have to go find a new place to play now?
That would be awesome.
I even love that so much. Just a little, like, a mini, like, episode or something before, like, Disney does their cartoons. The freaking Cantina Band being like,
Star Wars shorts.
Yes!
Now. Yeah.
Disney owns them. They could totally do it. It'd be fantastic.
Star Wars short before the main Star Wars movie.
It'd be so good.
Big mistakey.
Oh my goodness.
I don't think I can remember 3 weeks of any other movie news.
I don't think so either.
There might be like one other thing. But I can't remember.
Yeah. That Han Solo one was big, though. People freaked out.
It's because they're such good directors, Haley.
Well, that, and they're freaking almost done with the movie.
Yep.
Like, they were like, no, no, we're leaving. And they have, like, only 3 or 4 months left of shooting.
Ron Howard's going to come in and fix it, Haley.
We'll see.
He's going to do his voiceover like he does for Arrested Development. That would be awesome.
Gosh.
I would love that.
Last time on Han Solo, like, what? Oh, that'd be good. That'd be
good.
That would
be awesome.
It would be awesome.
So.
On to movies.
What was the first group of movies?
Okay, so our first one is The Mummy, My Cousin Rachel, It Comes at Night, and Cars 3.
None of them very standout-ish.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say I had high hopes for The Mummy, but I thought it was going to do better than it did.
I thought it was going to be funner, at least.
Oh my gosh, I think, I said it at the beginning of watching, after watching that movie, I said that Universal's putting all their eggs in one basket, because they've hired some real big name actors to come and fill these roles. And I don't think it's making as much money.
They shouldn't have done that. They should have gone with
Marvel
strategy.
Yes.
And like semi-established actors.
Right? Or even just like, I mean, Chris Hemsworth was a gamble. Like, when they hired him, he literally had Australian soap operas under his belt. He was on Dancing with the Stars in Australia. And he had Kirk's dad in the first Star Trek movie where he dies at the very beginning. And those were his acting credits. And then they're like, and now you're going to be Thor. And now look at him.
And they were like, I think we need some more Chris's.
Right?
Gotta have some more Chris's in
that's
this.
That's another thing. Universal's just gotta dominate one name. Like, just take them all in. It doesn't matter who they are. Find them. And then
Adams.
Adams. Should have
been Adam Driver and Adam Scott. And
I would like Adam Scott as the Invisible Man would be so good.
That would be real good.
It would be fantastic.
I think Adam Driver as the Mummy would be pretty good too.
I think Adam Driver would be decent. That or are they adding Dracula?
Adam Driver. Oh, he would be awesome,
right?
As Dracula.
He would be a good Dracula.
He would be the perfect Dracula.
Yes. What other Adams are there?
Adam Savage.
From
Mythbusters. He could be,
He would be the quirky sidekick from The Mummy.
I was gonna say, Dr. Jekyll.
I could see that too. Uh-huh.
He just has to get, I'm pretty sure he's gotten pretty pissed off on Miss Butters once in a while.
Yeah, he could do it. I think he would be fine. See, look, we just collect all the Adams.
It would be weird, but
it would
be probably
strange,
be
strange, but it would be fun, I think.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have to pay him as much as freaking goddamn
Kurt Russell
and
definitely not
fucking Johnny Depp and Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Ugh,
terrible choices.
Made a mistake, Universal.
Seriously, when did Johnny Depp sign that contract? Was it before his career went down the drain or after? Because Universal, come on, bro. You don't have to sell your soul and get, like, Johnny Depp in there. I don't know.
Who would play Frankenstein? Oh, wait, no, it's Frankenstein's bride.
Frankenstein, the wife.
Is Frankenstein monster going to be in it, then?
You would assume, because you have to make...
Or is Dr. Frankenstein just making...
I got to bone down.
Yes.
You know what's real good? That dead badge. That's... How would you...
Skipping straight into necrophilia.
Ugh. Oh my god. It's alive.
Oh, it's alive. So weird.
Oh my gosh, it'd be good. But yeah, I mean, it was so annoying. I feel like, I mean, I don't have anything against Tom Cruise as much as, like, he's fine. He's not great, but he's fine.
I liked him in Live, Die, Repeat. Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow was good. It was a good one in that.
That was a good
but
movie.
He was just, he was so miscast in this movie, I feel like.
And there was nothing really redeemable about his character at all.
Like, he was like, oh, I became a god?
I steal stuff. That's my whole character.
Yeah, and then he's like, well, I don't want to go crazy, so I guess I have to do these things. No, it was, And then I wanted the mummy, I can't even remember her name anymore, but I wanted her to actually be badass and do shit at the end in that fight.
Do anything whatsoever.
Yeah, instead of walk around sexily and, like, or crawl up weird chains.
That is true. She did crawl up the weird chains.
She crawled up some stuff pretty well.
Yeah, they did not really utilize the mummy in the mummy.
Like, beyond the fact that she's like, oh, I'm gonna have animals under mind control and go, like, kill people, or...
Also, mummy zombies are way worse than normal zombies.
For real. Holy crap. They can swim real well for just skeletons. There is no mass propelling you through that water, but they went real fast.
There are whatever kind of mummy magic's going on, it reanimates corpses way better than just science.
They did good job, guys. Good job. I think even, like, Dr. Jekyll was real disappointing. I felt like his character was just so... Also, if you... That woman, the blonde, the... After you learned all this, why would you go back and work for the same people? If you saw this guy almost murder, like, you and your sort of boyfriend bro person... After going crazy?
The dude you fucked.
Yeah, the dude
beginning
you fucked.
Of the movie.
And all of a sudden there was emotional connection immediately.
Somehow.
But after you're like...
No, the emotional connection happened after he saved her life, even though he thought there was another parachute.
Right, yeah, and he even said that to her face, and she's still like, well, I kind of still have hard eyes for you, so I'm gonna get dragged around London and almost die.
It's okay, Haley. He saves her life twice.
It's so dumb.
It works out.
And then at the very end, the sidekick comes back, so you gotta have your little quippy remarks, because you have to have the comic relief sidekick all the time.
Dumb.
Oh, irritating.
No need for comic relief sidekick.
No, unless it's like a really good combination where they're back and forth, but he wasn't.
Like, I don't mind him.
Like, I don't mind him, the actor, but replace Tom Cruise with someone else, and I think it would be a much better pair.
Yeah, hang on. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Huh? Okay.
I don't think the mummy had a sting either, did it?
No.
Right? Dumb.
Come on. All universe movies have to have a sting.
For real. Like, why wouldn't you have a sting? You could have set so much more up. Just have another scene with freaking, like, Dr. Jekyll or something. I will say, a lot of people are thinking that this mummy is a reboot of the mummy with Brendan Fraser. And I'm like, no, guys, it's a totally different movie. They did have that one little quip in there where there was the Book of Life falling off a shelf, but that's it. It was just a recall to the movie.
So it technically could be in the same universe.
Technically, but it's not a remake.
It's a different mummy entirely.
Yes. Don't think, because the mummy with Brendan Fraser is great.
It is good.
It would suck if this was a remake and it failed so miserably, because... The mummy from, like, what, 1999 or something, was fantastic.
And then they went downhill with Scorpion King.
Well, yes, that
was
like
King
five
was okay,
or something.
And then they did, like, Scorpion King 2 straight to DVD.
Oh, so bad. But The Mummy with Brendan Fraser had like the sidekicks, the quippy sidekicks. They were so well done because they were still useful.
And instead of the main character being a huge douchebag tool with no redeeming qualities, the sidekick was a huge douchebag tool with no redeeming qualities.
But he was still good and like did a job. And Brendan Fraser had his moments where he was like, I don't care about anyone.
I just want treasure.
Yes, but then he was like, oh no, I kind of have to like help the world and protect people.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser's character was written well, and Tom Cruise's character was written like shit.
Terribly. Just terrible.
It was horrible.
Yeah. It was pretty not good.
Hopefully
they get better.
The next one will be better.
But who knows? This is their first movie jumping off point, and it was not great.
It was not
good. So, I don't... It's not looking good.
I wonder if they'll alter their plans.
Hopefully. After they lost... I think it was like $96 million.
Jesus Christ.
It was low in the box office. Like, this is, I think, one of the lowest payout movies for Tom Cruise. Yeah. Yeah. It was bad.
Should have gotten Adam Scott.
Look, he would have been so much better.
He would have had to get buff, though. Because he has to be an action star.
I want to see Adam Scott buff. I think that would be... Well, he would be the Invisible Man, so he doesn't technically have to be buff.
Well, what Adam would be the Mummy?
I don't know. I need to look up more Adams. But I think that's a good idea. Universal just capitalized on one name actor.
The Adams.
Oh, it would be funny.
Adam Scott doesn't have to look like anything because he's invisible.
He just needs to, like, bump into people and make, like, funny jokes, probably, like the Invisible Man normally does.
Isn't there a movie where Adam Scott is an old-timey person? Like, in old-timey times? Like the Invisible Man. I'm pretty sure there's precedents of a character he's played that's fairly similar.
Possibly, but I don't know. And he was a futuristic character in Hot Tub Time Machine 2. Where he wore a skirt? Squirt? I can't remember what it was.
I don't even remember him being in Hot Tub Time Machine 2 very well.
He was like the grandson or something like that. The older generation. That he was trying to get married or something. And they had to...
Whatever. Back on topic. Anyway. You think Johnny Depp is just going to play the same character?
Probably.
From, what's it called? Fantastic Beasts? Just going to be like the same, except less evil?
Oh, Lord. I forgot he was in that franchise, too. Oh, Mitchell. I don't need to see any more of him. Like, after it came, like, he doesn't memorize lines anymore. Do you know that? Mm-hmm. Someone was doing an interview. I can't remember who it was. It was some coworker.
He's too good for that, Haley.
But they were like, no, he has to pay someone to feed him lines because he wears an earpiece. He refuses to memorize the script. And that's also where his money's going, and this is why he's going to be bankrupt in 2 years. Like, what are you doing? He's crazy.
Yeah, you should just rent The Mummy.
Yeah.
If you feel like...
It's definitely a rental, red box, whatever you do.
If you feel like watching it.
Yep. We saw My Cousin Rachel also. That was a mom movie.
That was a weird one.
It wasn't terrible for a Victorian era or whatever era it is. Because I've watched a lot of those.
Yeah.
I have.
Watched a lot of them.
Well, one of my roommates in college was all up in that, so I would watch a lot of the ones there.
Love her some upstairs, downstairs drama.
Yes, she did. She went on and on and on about what's that movie, or not movie, the TV show.
Downton Abbey.
She loved it, and I was like, I don't understand. But I watched a lot. Normally they were much better, like Pride and Prejudice and the one with Mr. Darcy and everything like that. I think it's Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Yes. Well, I saw that movie. That movie's boss as hell.
I was there.
I know. It was boss as hell.
What are you saying? I saw that.
I'm sorry. Make it about myself. But My Cousin Rachel, I mean, it was fine. It wasn't bad.
Weird Victorian obsessions because they have nothing else to do besides think about their feelings and shit.
Right? I always wonder, I'm like, how do all these, like, I mean, I guess not how, but all these freaking, like, uppity, rich white people who just own a bunch of land and command all these, like, people who work for them, don't do anything ever with their lives. Do you ever think about that? Oops, sorry, I just smacked the table with my ring. But do you think about how do they spend their time in old... Like,
they dwell on things and go crazy.
Honestly, they just, like, drink tea and read books and, like, write letters to the people
Everybody goes crazy, Haley.
I mean, it's probably...
My cousin Rachel. Crimson Peaks.
Yeah, yeah.
You end up banging their siblings. Yeah.
Well, my cousin Rachel, they were related to, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's just a swarm of incest.
Well, that's how you keep the bloodline pure, Haley.
And then you all have thin-ass blood and bleed out real easy.
That is not how hemophilia works, Haley.
Whatever.
It's not thin-ass blood.
You just make clot. That's what it is. Whatever. You don't have thin-ass blood. Oh my gosh.
Not how that works.
Seriously, everyone in those eras just needs to get a better hobby. Something that distracts them a lot more.
Like golf and Tommy's honor.
Right.
This is what happens, Haley. You either go insane or you become the greatest ever at something.
And then you get sick and die regardless. Oh my gosh. Everyone just needs to invent a sport.
You either go crazy or you do something that you're so good at until you die.
Yeah, die real young too, most likely.
Crazy Victorian times.
And then this guy at the end of this movie was probably going to die young too because he had brain tumors. And he thought, like, they're like, I'm going crazy. And it's like, but it's just an illness. Like, you're not actually insane. It's a freaking thing pushing against whatever lobes in your brain, thinking you're hearing voices and people are out to get you, poisoning you with tea.
She might have been.
I don't think so.
It was real iffy.
That's true. It was a little ambiguous. But I don't think that she was poisoning him with tea. I really don't.
She was poisoning him with something else.
With what is it? I don't know. He was like, oh, I'm just going to love you, obviously. And she's like, whoa, 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 bro. What you doing? Just because you give me all them jewels and we fuck on top of the jewels.
This guy made some real weird, rash decisions.
Seriously. He was like, as soon as I'm able to have all my money, I'm going to give it to her. And literally everyone in his life was like, you sure you want to do this?
Is that a good idea, bro?
Are you sure? Because she just sort of moved in here.
Maybe you should just love the girl you're supposed to love,
right?
Who you've known your whole
life,
basically.
The one that you grew up with, and she's totally normal and sane, and has a good father and all that, who's raised you, essentially, like...
Or has at least looked after you when your cousin left, or whatever.
Like, what's happening? Why? Just stop being dumb. And I first...
And then there was a slight implication of child molestation. Did you get that at all?
For who was getting molested?
Him, by his cousin. And all his weird friends... Apparently, because he didn't like women.
Oh, was that his cousin? That was the Italian guy.
I'm talking about, like, there was, like, some weird brief flashback that looked like he was getting...
manhandled?
Yes.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, maybe it's just me.
Oh, that's a little concerning. I don't know.
No, it was a very brief... implication.
You were like,
that.
Whoa.
I was like, are they trying to say that? Or
yikes.
What's going on?
Yikes.
It was weird.
Ooh.
It was weird when I thought that. When I saw that.
Oh man, oh no, I was not paying attention apparently. Long enough to be like, oh shit.
I mean, it wasn't like graphic or anything.
Well, I would not expect that, hopefully. Just gotta breeze over it. Most Victorian issues. Oh, itchy eyeball.
But when they started talking, like, oh yeah, your cousin took you in, and he didn't really like women, but then he found Rachel. I was saying, like, is this dude gay?
Oh. Was he using Rachel as a ploy to get with the Italian dude, who was, like, the lawyer, doctor, or whatever, who came over
also,
and took care of him, and
also
confirmed bone
totally,
down?
Totally gay.
Yes, very gay. Maybe it was just this weird love triangle thing. Maybe Rachel was just their beard. Maybe that's what it is. And she was like, no, I don't want to do
that
it.
That makes this movie even weirder.
Right? I don't know. It's based on a book, and I wonder if there's more implications of gay and bearding in the book.
I don't know.
Mom was very disappointed. Mom hasn't made very good movie choices for herself recently.
It's a good thing we didn't go see Book of Henry with her.
That would have been too
much.
That
would have been disappointing.
I feel like at least that had something happen in it.
Yeah.
So she would have been like, what the fuck? Like, she would not. It would have been too intense.
Bit.
I feel like Mom would be like, oh, that was so sad and dramatic. And, oh, it was sad and dramatic. No, like, I guess something sort of good happened at the end. This isn't what we're talking about, though. That's another podcast episode entirely. It is.
Mom movies.
I know.
Movies with Mom. Spinoff. Spinoff podcast.
I want Mom to come on and talk about movies and see what she thinks. I think that would be hilarious.
Mom would be so confused.
She would be very, very like, oh, am I supposed to speak into this? Like, why can't we hear it? What's going on?
Are you listening, Mom? Probably not, because we swear too much.
I know, I'm trying. I'm trying to reel it back in.
We fucking swear too goddamn much, Haley.
Damn. Oh, Mitchell, no. No, Mitchell. I just love it. She's just laying in bed. And she's like, Haley, what is this? I'm like, what? Sorry, Mom. But we're adults.
I'm an adult.
Okay, so another movie that was sort of slow and didn't have much happen in it, and I was disappointed. It Comes at Night?
Yeah.
Oh.
My cousin Rachel had more happen in it than It Comes at Night
like,
did.
I feel like It Comes at Night is a really good, one of those short stories that you have to read in high school. Like, that would be great. I think it would be a really good collection of, like, from a short story
like
for an author.
20 or 30 pages
yes,
or whatever.
Yes, yes. And it would be real good because it's easy to read and you have to think about it more. Yeah, so it'd be real nice. But this movie, I don't know. It was just a short story in a movie format, and I was disappointed mostly because I felt like it was not advertised properly.
The trailer lied to us.
Yes, and literally that the giant cutout poster that they had in the movie theater with
the
light
door.
Flickering of the red door, that was so good for a different movie. Like, I wanted there to be some weird monsters in the woods that's coming out to get them and stuff like that, or some weird haunted stuff going on. None of that. They don't even get to see what the actual, like, disease is beyond weird black eyes and...
By the way, in this movie,
yeah,
is post-apocalyptic, and there is some kind of disease.
Yes, you don't. It opens up with them having to kill the grandfather because
he's
he gets
diseased.
Sick, which I did.
He's got the plague.
I think it was good in the sense that it was a very realistic telling of like what happens in those situations where people want to be good people, but then at the end of everything, you sort of have to look out for yourself and your family, and then sometimes people get real aggressive and emotional and mistakes happen. But
all those crazy post-apocalyptic situations.
Yeah. It was a very good take on
what
like
happened in everyday life.
Yes. It was what, like a week long
yes.
progress of what happens in post-apocalyptic worlds is very good. But beyond that, nothing really happens. I think what made it worse was the dog dies. First off, the dog dies, guys. Be careful of this movie because it's terrible. But then the dog comes back and somehow gets into the house and everything. How?
It's a mystery.
But like, I think like it would have been so good if there was some crazy monster or something that like did that or something weird. But they didn't. They never explained it.
It was just something weird.
Yes.
That happened.
The dog was like all sick and dead and all bloody, and it just comes and breaks through like two doors.
The whole movie is just something weird that happens.
Yes, that's true. But it was filmed very well. I think the directing for it was
the
really
cinematography
nice.
Cinematography and all that
yes,
was good.
Yes, it was beautiful.
But there was nothing
mm-hmm.
really
I liked the cast of it. The casting
no substance.
The casting was really good. I think all the characters were pretty well developed.
Acting was fine.
Everything.
It was just everything except
it
the
was
actual
plot. Story.
The
yes.
plot of the movie was
it
weird.
Had the potential. Like, I would love to see more of those characters.
And was like, could have been explained in like a paragraph.
Yes. Again, it would be a much better. I would love to read that as a 15-year-old in high school. I think it would be great. And the cover would be real nice with the, like, the red lantern and everything.
Red lantern.
Yeah, that was on the like the movie posters, the red lantern that he
There's
carried
no
around.
No red lantern. It was
yeah.
a red door.
It was a red lantern. Was
no
it just
lantern.
A black lantern? Then?
Yes, there's
oh.
no red lantern.
Whatever. I thought it was red.
No.
Sorry.
Silly colorblind.
Not colorblind. It was 3 weeks ago, Mitchell. I'm sorry.
Now
can't
you can't remember.
Remember
the movies.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, it was. I think I enjoyed it because literally everyone's reaction at the end of this movie was the same.
It's like, what the fuck?
I know. The credits scrolled because it was a very abrupt credits.
Yeah.
And people in front of us were like, that's it?
Yeah. And like everyone stood up in agreement and looked at each other
like,
and like shook their head.
Like yeah.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
They sort of looked behind at everyone and all us and they were like, is that what just happened? Like, is that all? Did we just pay for this movie? It went above everyone's head, I think.
I mean, there wasn't really much.
To have it be go above your head.
There wasn't really any high concept.
No.
At least it didn't seem like it.
It was an atmospheric display of time passing.
Basically. That was a good description.
Yes. Next. Cars 3. Cars 3 was the last movie we saw before it went away. We went and saw Cars 3 opening night. And it is, I feel like because it's the summertime, it is very strange going to children's
summertime.
Movies opening night because there's actually children there instead of like a handful of like you, me, and like 10 people. Yes, babysitters with 2 kids.
Where mom's taking her kids out at night.
Mm-hmm. You were like, oh, just quiet for 3 minutes.
Just give me an hour and a half.
Let me nap real fast. Here's some popcorn, just sit in the chair.
I wonder if mom ever did that.
Oh, well,
I'm pretty sure she said
she told us that she was like, I don't remember any of those movies because I just put them on, let you guys watch them, and fell asleep. That's at home. I don't know about actually going to the movies. I remember Grandpa fell asleep during Ice Age.
Was it Ice Age?
It was Ice Age. It was the very first Ice Age.
I mean, he fell asleep in basically all the movies.
He falls asleep very easy. If he's sitting for too long in one spot, he's asleep. But I just remember, tap, tap, Grandpa, do you want some candy? And he's like, what?
Grandpa could not awaken quietly.
There wasn't a lot of people in that theater, thankfully. That was the old Del Rey Theater.
Yeah.
And that was when we went to the little ice cream shop next door for lunch.
And Brendan is so picky with his sandwich.
He wanted a ham and cheese, but he didn't want it warm. And it was a like ham and cheese melt. And Grandpa was so pissed. He was like, what the fuck? Oh my god. Such shitty kids. We were terrible.
Really shitty kids.
We were, like, the three of us was a challenge taking us out.
Brendan didn't know how to tell people what he wanted to eat.
That's true. Poor.
And even then, it probably would be wrong.
Yeah, he would not have liked anything.
His cucumbers were cut wrong. He can't eat them.
I don't like the seeds. Grandma Angus freaking dominated that. She was like, okay, you don't like the seeds? Shred them. Here, eat your cucumbers.
She remembers everything.
She literally, I think, she like she had to. We came up every summer and she needed to have a list of what was Brendan able to eat without complaining. Look, we went to the middle of a cottage. There wasn't a grocery store close by.
In the middle of a cottage, Haley.
Well, we were in the middle of the woods in a cottage.
A cottage in the middle of nowhere.
Yes. You couldn't just run out to the store and grab things real easily.
You could, but it'd be like...
It would take a while.
Milk would be about the only normal thing you could get.
Milk.
Maybe some cereal.
You could go get some bulk candy real close.
It was in bulk. It was penny candy.
Yeah.
You're not gonna fill a bag like you do at sugar, Haley.
You could get blueberries real easy. You could get...
any kind of fruit or pie.
Or pie. The
anything you can make in a farm. That's what
baked
it was.
Baked goods all along the side of the road. You drove 2 miles and you saw at least 3 blueberry stands.
And that sweet, sweet Canadian cereal.
Oh, cheese curds were real easily.
Canada had the best cereal.
Canada has some.
Canada had the best. The Pops. They were so different.
They were just... oh, I don't even know.
They were good.
I don't even like Pops in, like, America, but... I mean, I feel like it's a combination of cereal.
Because they were completely different.
And then, like, bag milk, so good.
Yeah, bag milk is pretty awesome. For some reason.
For some reason. Oh, we don't know what it is, but it's so fresh and delicious. Anyway, beyond Canada food, Cars 3.
Back to the children's movie we saw. Instead of reminiscing about our childhood.
Look, that's what children's movies do. This movie...
it was very okay. Apparently it was the number one quote-unquote comedy for 2 weeks or whatever.
So dumb. I love whenever people are like, well, we gotta make it sound interesting somehow. What was I gonna say? Oh, it still pisses me off. Like, the fact that Pixar decided to make another Cars And then they dropped that teaser trailer with all realistic and Lightning McQueen, yeah, dying. But then it doesn't turn out that way at all. And it was still weird, creepy cars with eyes.
After that part, it's pretty much par for the course.
Well, they did have, I want to say, there was like 3 shots where the animation got weirdly realistic. And then it went right back into cars with mouths and faces. And I was like, this doesn't make any sense.
Movie about cars having existential crises.
I think my biggest issue with it was it was very, I don't want to say it was like, no, it was sort of anti, like, young up-and-coming people. Like, it was like the old guy just couldn't let it go. It was, because he was, like, rejecting all the new technology. He was just...
He didn't know how to use it, Haley.
Well, maybe he should...
He was an old fogey. He didn't know what it was going
on. He's like, I need to race on actual dirt. I can't do this stuff. Maybe if you listen to your trainer for 5 minutes instead of back-talking every freaking time...
He's an old, he's a vet, Haley. He knows what he's doing.
Oh my goodness. And then I was just like, no, this works. And then I'm going to sort of be, that's the thing, like, Lightning McQueen, in the first movie, he has to have a redemption arc that he's not a douchebag.
Which there is. In the first movie.
Yeah, in the first movie.
Yeah.
But then at the beginning of this movie, he just seems like another douchebag again.
He seems like a douchebag, except now he has friends.
Yeah, right? Like, he's like, oh, well, I have 2 people that I talk to regularly, so I'm not that big of a dick. But I'm like, you're still sort of a dick.
Yeah.
And he's got a girlfriend now, so he's like, this is fine.
I don't know what it was, but did it seem to you like Owen Wilson was just, like, not doing...
He was just dialing it in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phoning it in.
There was some moments.
There was like no inflection in his voice. Not that Owen Wilson gets very emotional or expressive, but it was very wooden, and it was not that good.
No.
And I noticed it like every time he talked.
Yeah. It was like if he had more than a couple lines, I was like, this is very
flat.
Robotic Owen Wilson right now.
Yes.
It was very strange. I did, however, love Armie Hammer in the young the villain role. Whatever reason,
quote unquote villain,
right? He was just a young kid doing his job. Like, he's like, sorry, I'm better than you. And
I don't know about kid. Well, he was real, not really sorry, I'm better than you.
He was a dick, yes.
Like,
he
fuck
was,
you, I'm better than you. But more like it.
Yeah. But his voice is real nice to listen to, even though it's on a stupid cartoon car. Just close your eyes. I feel like it's his like deep baritone.
Yeah.
Is real nice to listen to. I was very distracted by his voice whenever it was there. It was real good. And then you go on his, what is it, Instagram or something, and he's adorable with him and his wife. He is. He's very cute with his wife.
Okay.
They get 5 guys, and he's like, I love 5 guys. This isn't an endorsement. I just really love 5 guys.
You got 5 guys today.
It was pretty good. 5 guys, pretty solid burgers.
I would do that with Chipotle.
Just not an endorsement. I just really love Chipotle.
Yep. Do you want to see a black card my way, Chipotle?
Do they have black Chipotle cards?
You never seen those?
Platinum, like, Chipotle or whatever?
No, it is literally, like, free Chipotle for life card.
No.
Yes.
Is it, like, the people with McDonald's who invented something so they get...
Rainn Wilson has one.
Rainn Wilson?
Yes.
Which one? Who's that?
He did the voice of Gargamel. And he's...
How do you obtain this?
He's... I don't know.
What do you have to do?
I don't know. Tweet about Chipotle and be famous, I guess.
Possibly. Did he tweet about Chipotle and they're like,
so.
Here you go, bro.
At some point in the past.
Because I know with McDonald's, like, if you invented one of their sandwiches, you have a McDonald's for life card. Like, the people who made the McMuffin have a McDonald's for life card. Yeah.
Did you know that they have specific McDonald's drain cleaner? It's called McFree or something like that.
No, it's not.
Yes.
That's so dumb.
I saw that the other day.
McFree, just like glug, 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 McFree. Like,
free the drains to dissolve the grease and stuff or whatever it is.
It's specifically made for their grease and everything.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Dang, McDonald's. Got that shit on lock.
But yeah. There's another thing I could do. I would die. Well, I wouldn't want to die happy. If I got a Chipotle card,
that'd be pretty boss.
I would want to live forever and eat Chipotle.
Just Chipotle all the time.
Yes.
You gotta be real in shape to just eat Chipotle all the time.
That'd be the dream, Haley.
Eat Chipotle constantly.
No.
And then not
to get the card.
Oh, just to get the card. I just want to see. I would love to see one of these things in real life and be like, this. Like, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they're online somewhere. you can look up what they look like.
It's crazy. It's just Chipotle. Like, is it just black, sort of shiny? It has Chipotle.
I have no idea.
I'm very curious. How do we get them Chipotle cards?
Anyways, any cards. Back to Armie Hammer.
Armie Hammer and his nice voice. Now I want him. No, he's such a good guy. I like him in all the movies that he does.
I want him in Man from U.N.C.L.E. 2 again.
I just want Man from U.N.C.L.E. 2 in general, but yes, I want him in Man from U.N.C.L.E. as well.
He played the spy, right?
He played the Russian.
He played the Russian?
He was the Russian.
Who was the spy? That was Henry Cavill.
Yeah, Henry Cavill, Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, what's her face? I confused her with the actress from The Mummy.
Amy Adams.
No. What? No, Amy Adams.
No.
That's not it.
Lois Lane.
No, that's not it. From Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
No.
From The Mummy?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Why
you just said Lois Lane.
I know. Why are you talking about Amy
shut
Adams?
Up. Shut up. Shut up. Go on.
But yeah, even, I don't know. It's sad because Cars is just the movie franchise for Pixar. It never makes me cry. There's no real emotion to it. There's a detachment because they're freaking cars. Like, there's
what about toys? Toy Story.
But
the
they
toys.
Still have that like human bond. Like, you're like, everyone's had a toy. Like, you haven't seen Toy Story 3, Mitchell.
Don't spoil that.
Mitchell, we need to watch it. But
you have a car that you care about.
I don't give a shit. Not in that way. Like,
ooh, I'm going to tell G.P. McGface.
First of all, name not G.P. McGface.
His name is G.P. McGface.
But it's just...
This is to be able to be cited on our Wikipedia page now.
You don't get...
G.P. McGface.
Okay, guys.
Name of Haley's Jeep.
You don't get to name my own Jeep.
G.P. McGface.
Oh my God.
Put it in the Wikipedia
That's
page.
That's a terrible name, and I hate it.
She didn't say it was wrong.
It's still wrong. It's right. It's
nope.
Not.
No. Nope.
Shut up. It's
too late.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to cut your protests out.
So dumb. So dumb.
Cite the podcast, guys.
I don't know. I guess.
The Angus once owned a Jeep named G.P. McGeeface.
Let's move on and talk more about Cars 3.
I guess.
But yeah.
A secret feminist power. Feminine power movie.
Feminist power movie. I guess that I didn't
think about until I saw someone tweet about
it. No, I guess it's true. Yeah, they're like, oh, women can do this too. Get in that role. I also that seems like a very. I want to go up to an actual like NASCAR official and be like, hey, if a car has the same lettering, can they be replaced with a car that still has the same number
same
on
number,
it?
Haley.
Whatever. Like, is this? I don't think it's legal. Something tells me.
Well, it wasn't NASCAR, Haley. It was the Piston Cup. It was Piston
in
Cup
Florida,
racing.
In Florida, it was like the Florida 500 or something. It wasn't Daytona 500.
Whatever it was.
Oh, gosh. So bad.
Yeah. That, another one you should just rent.
All four of those movies were very shrug-worthy.
Yep.
It was slightly disappointing movie weekend. Even though we saw them all. But still.
We see them all.
We see
so.
Them. I know.
I'd say, I can't remember the name of it now. It Comes at Night was probably the best out of them.
Yes, I will agree with that. It Comes at Night, at the very least, it was, like, very well done in every aspect except for, like, sort of
storytelling. Except for the most important thing about movies.
It would have been good if it had, like, another half hour on it, I feel like.
And then
I feel like it could have done a lot more.
The disease becomes personified and
comes to
get them.
Yes. Like, the son
It's really
has...
zombies.
Yeah.
The people they kill come back to haunt them.
Yeah. Grandpa comes out of the grave.
Well, they didn't...
Their dog.
They burned him.
Oh, they did burn him. That's probably why they were burning him. Well, also disease spreading and all that, obviously. But still. What'd you learn at the movies?
Don't trust people.
In all of the aspects of the movies? In Cars,
I
in The Mummy?
Technically.
Oh, don't trust people like in It Comes at Night?
Yeah.
If you're
in a post-apocalyptic situation.
Yeah,
just
keep
to yourself.
Yeah, they did good. And then it was fine, But then all of a sudden the family's like, well, we can't kill our son or whatever, so there's going to be an issue here. But then they wouldn't...
Spoilers.
So, look.
Always with the spoilers.
Oh my goodness.
And out of context plot points.
It's been a while. That movie's out of theaters now, I'm pretty sure. I learned that incest in the Victorian era always ends poorly, 90% of the time.
I mean, we still got a king and queen in England.
But they figured that out, and they're like, no more incest. At least you'd hope so.
We must lower ourselves to the commoner level. Yes.
I mean, what's her face? What's her name? Princess what? Princess Cake? Is it Cake?
If I know.
Yeah, she's doing pretty solid. I think she's got like number 3 on the way. She's got some healthy babies. They're good. Keeping that bloodline
just
going.
Boning.
Just boning. Yo, if you're like
he has to secure his bloodline as the second one instead of his brother.
As the second one?
Just in case.
I don't think the brother wants to be. I think he's like, no, I'll be.
No, really, if the movie has taught me anything about kings and queens and
older
succession,
crying.
Is that there is a lot of backstabbing going on.
Yeah, everyone wants to be king.
And they have to have a lot of kids because otherwise they're just going to poison them.
Yeah. Or someone's going to sacrifice that child to get ahead somehow. Yeah, I guess. You gotta have a lot of children.
There will be a fatal horse riding hunting accident.
Or all of a sudden it's like, oh, you ate mushrooms and they were poisonous and now they are dead. Oh, another child.
That's another movie, Haley.
It is, but it can still happen. What else did I learn at the movies? I learned Universal's not looking too hot.
The Universal's fine. The Universal Dark Universe.
I also think their font was real shitty. The way they intro'd
the Dark Universe thing.
Yeah, just Universal, like, dark, dumb. That was dumb, Universal. I think someone could have been like, raise hand, I'll do this better. Just give me an extra couple $1,000s. This is fine.
I didn't think it was bad.
I don't like it. In the slightest. In the slightest.
Whatever.
Also, three Cars movies, too many.
Haley just wants no Cars movies.
No Cars movies.
Jeez.
I like back to Cars 3, how they did not mention in the slightest Cars 2. Blatantly ignored it. Blatantly ignored that Cars 2 existed.
We still have to see it though, Haley.
We have to complete the trilogy. No one ever mentioned, oh, Lightning McQueen, you came back from that weird spy job you took overseas.
Cars 3 is a prequel, Haley.
So it goes Cars 1, Cars 3, Cars 2?
Oh. Cars 2 is after he retires.
He's like, I gotta have a job again.
And then
what's his face?
Austin Powers' father comes along and is like, Lightning McQueen, we need you.
Oh my gosh, so bad. Why was he... Oh,
Michael Caine.
So stupid. Oh, Cars. Too many Cars. Pixar, just go back to...
Toys
and humanizing all other things, emotions.
They are going back to toys, even though
which is too many. Too many toys movies. 3 is the perfect number of toys movies. You destroyed us already. You're enough. It's good. No more toys.
Third one's real dark.
Fourth one's a toss up. No, third one's a toss up.
You're way off topic.
I know.
This is with. With Pixar movies, the third one is dark.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
So in the next one, Nemo is going to have to find everyone, and they're just going to be dead.
Jesus. I feel like that's too dark for children.
No.
That's too dark for children.
Just like how Boss Baby should have been, the baby actually died, and you're in an insane asylum.
Also too dark for children. Oh my goodness.
Embrace the darkness. Embrace it, and your transformation will be complete.
Sometimes I just need not super dark movies to go and be happy with.
And then the third inside me is going to be Midlife Crisis.
I was going to say, is she going to get divorced? Inside Out is going to be...
Not Inside Me. That's a completely different movie.
I was like, who's going inside her?
That's the porn parody of Inside Out.
Oh, no, Mitchell. No.
It probably is.
It probably is, but still.
It probably is.
Oh, no. Nope.
I think that's enough.
I think it's good. I think we did a good job.
Somehow we remembered movies from 3 weeks ago. Thanks to Haley.
Sorry.
That's it.
That's all.
Thanks for listening.
Stay for the sting. Oh, wait.
Don't forget to share, like, and subscribe and all that, whatever you want to do.
Email us with any questions, comments, concerns.
Somehow tell people or us that you're listening.
Just reach out to the void.
Stay for this thing.
Hold on, we have to say I'm Haley.
You're Haley?
I'm Mitchell. You're Mitchell. Stay for the sting.
You suck at this. Stay for the sting.
Woohoo. Not too shabby.